Well, generally, how many sat at a table at a time?
Depend on how many there was. I took
it. Well, I'd be six could eat at a table like this good.
Mm-hmm.
I used to. I've got that big round dining table in there.
Mm-hmm.
Six can eat at that.
Uh-huh.
At a time.
Yeah, probably more. As big around as it is.
Oh.
You get more around.
A lot of times, if you don't have the children, maybe you'd have TV trays to have a little small table, you see, that they could stick another cookie.
Oh, I've eaten so many of them.
Well, I'll get you another.
They are really good. I'm embarrassed to come in here and eat you out half of them.
We've got a box of setting up there. I think we don't eat them. They're going to get tough on us. We've got to make some more.
You know, if you were passing food around and you didn't want somebody to wait until they were passed to them again, you tell them to go ahead and
wait on yourself.
Help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself
uh-huh.
first.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, when you tell them that, would they generally go
ahead
like a man generally went ahead and...
Yes, they'd have to play.
Mm-hmm. Now, usually, if somebody passed you something and you decided not to eat it, would you say...
I wouldn't care for any.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about food that you... Say some food that you cooked at noon... And when you had it again that night, you'd say the food was
leftovers.
Is that what you're calling
it? Yeah, that's what you. Of course, you'd have to if you kept an icebox, you'd have to reheat it, and it was leftovers. We ordered all we cooked last night supper was those hot rolls, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to warm up the okra.
Well, we cooked at dinner. Ain't no use cooking three times a day. No, refrigerator. You cook plenty.
That's right.
For supper. Not call it a damn supper. My sister, she's a taste anyway. We had eat supper with my Pine Bluff one night, and then we was coming home with my cousins was here, and they undecided whether to stay all night or to come on home. I kind of wanted to come on back home though, and she didn't hardly have bed enough for all of us, and so she fixed supper for us, and she told us to come on to supper. We had a dab supper.
A dab supper?
Yeah, I called it a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No, she, a little dab. You know, you've heard people say when you have a little bit of anything, you got a little dab of this.
Damn.
And she said, come on, we've got a dab supper.
Well, I think this summer, I think people here, they just really have in the summertime just raised so much different kind. But you know,
mm-hmm.
you get tired of it wanting something a little different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, if you had a piece of meat that was tough, when you put it in your mouth, you'd really have to...
Yeah, I couldn't eat. I'd have to spit it out
mm-hmm.
and take it out. I couldn't eat in tough meat.
You couldn't be able
mm-hmm.
to...
Now you see, most women I've got, I don't see how people, the women that don't have one, is what they call a pneumatic cooker, presto
mm-hmm.
cooker.
Mm-hmm.
It holds about a half a gallon, see.
Mm-hmm.
I cook my greens and chicken and everything in it.
Yeah, I've got to have things cooked off. I don't have very many teeth.
You know, we got some ham in there. Well, that day we cooked some turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter bought a ham, you know, and they don't like fat.
Oh,
when
yeah.
that fat is that deep, you know, my husband just loves fat boy mate with turnip greens. So we cooked the greens first. I thought that was fully cooked, and I
mm-hmm.
put that in, you know, so it just have the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of tough, so I'll go down and give it to the dog.
Well, next time,
but next
we'll
time
we're going
to
the greens
yeah.
put on.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
We'll probably pick us a bucket of turnip greens this evening so we can have some to cook tomorrow. I love turnip greens better than any woman
really?
You ever.
I think they're good, too. I like them.
Well, I do, too.
Now, if you were talking about... that tobacco that you put in your that you put in your mouth. Now you call that
chewing tobacco.
Now the other, like the other kind that people that you don't.
That'd be snuff.
Snuff. Now you don't.
That's a powder. Snuff is.
Yeah, and they don't.
You ever see any?
No, they don't. Do they? You don't chew that, do you?
Uh-uh.